Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another very interesting episode of Ask Drone You.
Very interesting indeed, Paul, and welcome everybody to episode number 163. We're so glad you're with us. Thank you very much. And I'm always interested to know how Paul's going to introduce the podcast because I don't know what little term or word he's going to use there.
I really need to get
kind of fun.
The thesaurus and step up my game.
I would agree.
Awkward. Let's move on to today's question.
I don't think it was awkward at all. Anyway, so we have an interesting question. It's something that we've not been asked before, but it's kind of cool. And so we'd like to go into it a little bit. We won't go into too much depth, but something that I think we could speak to a little bit at least. So let's just play the question.
Hey guys, this is John Wosky from New Sky Productions. I recently started listening to your podcast, and I think it's absolutely fantastic, even for more professional aerial cinematographers. A quick question. I'm actually curious to know a little bit more about your business relationship, the relationship between, Rob and Paul, and how that actually works out. Rob, it seems like you're more the accountant contract side, more setting up clients, and Paul, it definitely seems like you're the flyer of the two. So if you guys wouldn't mind, and I'm not asking you to give away too much of your secret sauce, if you wouldn't mind just kind of elaborating on how that relationship works a little bit more, I'd be very appreciative. It's very interesting to me.
So
he's got it wrong.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, you're my pimp.
This is true. Yeah, and you need to step up your game.
Oh, geez. Got to make those clients happy.
We're starting to get people asking for lower rates.
That is actually not true. That is the opposite.
No, it is not true at all. Paul's in very much in high demand. But, you know, I wouldn't say that our relationship is terribly unique, other than it's in maybe a unique industry. But, John, thank you for the question. It's...
Let me put it in coffee terms, because most people understand coffee.
Cool. Uh-oh, okay. Here he goes. I know where you're going with this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So
it's not going to be flattering to old Rob.
I bring in the coffee, right? So I get the coffee. You know, I grind up the coffee, and I put the coffee in the bag. And sometimes I don't grind up the coffee. Actually, before I grind up the coffee, I normally give you the bag of coffee.
What are otherwise known as?
Coffee beans.
Beans, yeah. He's emphasizing beans.
And then Rob takes those coffee beans and he counts them. That's our business relationship.
Yeah, okay. So this has been a great podcast, Paul. John, I hope that was helpful.
No, we actually have a pretty large staff here at Drone U.
Yeah, so that's the truth. We've got, it's not just Paul and I here.
No. Actually, if you think about it, we've got one, two, three, we got like eight people. Because you think about all of our editors, our animators, you think about graphic design, you think about Dave. I don't know what Dave does, but...
Well,
there's Dave.
He does a lot, and that's not to mention some gracious people that are moderators for us.
That's true.
Within our community and those kinds of things that are just quite, it's kind of
cool. And the contributors, too, so we're looking at like 50 people now.
Wow, I didn't know we had that many people.
Well, we have the contributors. How much they're contributing, though, is the question.
But, John, and you know, frankly, we've checked out your website, which is nice, by the way. It looks really good.
I stalked you.
Yeah, well, isn't that kind of the world we live in, right? You hear about somebody,
I trolled you on the internet.
Yes. We know all about you.
I know how many business partners you have.
So clearly you have a little bit of understanding about business and how it works. And so it's about getting people with the right talents in the right places. Okay.
I agree wholeheartedly, Rob. I think, you know, though, that we all wear multiple hats.
Because true. Well, it's a startup.
Yes, because some days I'm rocking the social media. Some days Tim is doing it. Some days, you know, for you guys who don't know, we're in the middle of redoing our entire website to give a more convenient experience to our members so that they can access all of our stuff on a mobile device. So if they're out in the field and they're having trouble learning something, they can just pull it out right there and take care of it. Frankly, you know, like you said, having people that love what they do and they're passionate about what they do definitely makes the world of difference. Because if you don't have that trust, like I have a huge level of trust with Rob. Rob is my pimp. He pimps me out to clients, and I need to make sure that I'm going to be safe.
That's so right.
I have a lot of trust in Rob.
And we don't beat you when things don't go well.
Well, I do still have some scars on my back.
Well, that was early on. We needed to set things on the right path. We're past that now.
We are past that. But no, really, I mean, you know, John asked a good question, like how does the business relationship work? And I think with startups, it's a very difficult thing. And you have to know when to not press someone's buttons. You have to know to have trust in other people. And if you don't, frankly, the relationship will never really work out because, you know, for example, Tim, chief operations officer, there was a time when Tim was our videographer. And Tim was out filming me doing classes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do that anymore. Luke does that. So.
Yeah, that's right. So as you grow, obviously, you bring new people in to fit roles that you weren't able to do early on in the process. And
correct.
So we've been able to do some of that. But you alluded, John, to kind of what you're hearing about Paul and I, because we're obviously in your face, so to speak. And you're right. Paul is the... We call him the talent around here, or at least I do. He gets all the good gigs, you know, going to Canada and doing all the things that he does. So, yes, he's our chief pilot. He's the one that, and frankly, from our perspective, there's nobody better than Paul. And so we're real fortunate to be partnered with him. And then, yeah, that's my background. I'm a CPA. So I enjoy that stuff. It's a sickness, but I like spreadsheets. I'm out there with that
so...
now.
You know what? The first step is admitting.
That's right. But I'm not trying to be fixed, Paul.
No,
I think
no.
I'm all good.
No, and I think, you know, the reason that we all got into this business, and I want to clarify something, John, because there are other training sites out there where their primary concern is getting video jobs and flying jobs and whatnot, and that's cool, and they're trying to teach people on the side. Or you have stores that their main focus and primary focus is selling drones. And then they train. We're none of those things.
Our primary mission is
to train and help people live out their passion, because something that has taken me a long time to learn, and I thought I knew what I wanted to do with my life, Rob. So I started the party trolley.
Yes, it was all emphasis on party.
Emphasis on the party.
That's right.
Less emphasis on the trolley.
Which was a cool idea, by the way.
I won the business competition at UNM with the idea, but... I realized that it was everything that I thought everyone else wanted me to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I wanted to do. And it took me a long time to realize what I wanted to do. And that being said, you know, if you can find what you're passionate and excel in that and do everything in your power and have the courage to go after that, you can do anything that you want to. And I think that is so important, and what empowers me with Drone U and helping other people is seeing other people have that realization that you can fly, you can make money doing it.
Yeah.
And if you know the workflow and get beyond some of the BS with realtors and whatnot, it's a very, very empowering and fun job. And I love helping other people.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Paul, and I'm glad you mentioned that, but I was going to say on your behalf, if I may, of course... You love to fly.
I love to fly.
And it's important that you fly, because clearly the best teacher is somebody who does what they're teaching.
They practice what they preach.
Absolutely. And so while we have to try to limit Paul a little bit over here in the background to what he's doing out on the circuit, so to speak, it's really important that he keep flying and that he keep engaged in the community. But what I can't stress enough to everybody is that he really gets a lot of joy and pleasure out of helping other people achieve the things that you're seeking to achieve and have achieved.
My favorite is the one-on-one trainings, for sure, because you see someone make so much progress in one day. And even Cam, last time I trained him, he was like, you know what? The training videos are really good. All the information resources are really good. But if you really want to excel, you need that one-on-one time with you. He's like, I learned so much in one day. It was incredible.
Right. And so, that's fun. And everybody's having fun in that case. It's a win-win.
Yeah. And we now just have a brand new park that was just built behind our office.
Perfect.
I mean, you can literally take off from our parking lot and fly to the park and fly around the park and not worry about hitting anyone because they just built that field. So no one's using it yet. It's great. You know, I just got to say, though, there a lot of people, again, you know, their primary focus is selling drones or making videos. You guys have been reining me back on flying jobs. I mean, I literally get so many jobs that I have to pick and choose which ones I want to do. And I love the wake surfing community. They welcome me with open arms. And I want to stick with that. I've done some wakeboarding stuff, but I primarily like surfing more. And I do real estate because that's my bread and butter. It's
a nice thing to do locally so we can keep him in town.
Yes.
That's a big part of it.
And
you enjoy it.
Yes. And I'm doing one TV show now, which is, again, here in town. You know, but I've had offers all over the world. And it's like, again, you know, my focus is growing and developing Drone U because, like we just said in our last podcast with SB 142, there are not enough educated people in the ring to make the decisions that are being made right now.
Well, and I would say along those lines, it's a way to invest in the long-term health and future of this industry because we've got to do that.
Absolutely.
It's so new. It's changing so fast. And so we're getting a little bit off topic of John's question, but that's kind of an important element of
what
we do.
I mean, I think it really truly shows that we are passionate about what we're doing, and that's what it comes down to. There's no BS here, you know? We are not doing this because we want to make money off of training. We really want to educate people, and we are really focused on growing people. That's why our curriculum has actually been proven before we implemented it to see that people would get an advance and see that once someone hit a specific milestone in flying, that their statistical rate of risk drops significantly. I mean, there is a lot of research that went into this and why it took so long to get up and off the ground. Because we had to perfect this. We didn't want to be like the other schools out there that give you a bunch of military information, don't own any drones, and then you don't learn what you need to know to mitigate crashes and mitigate emergencies and actually be confident and fly in any environment that you want to.
Absolutly. There's
sorry,
a little bit of, no,
heart
getting a little
right
passionate
there.
Right there.
Yeah, you know.
No, that's good. That's good. So, you know, anyways, I hope you're getting a feel for the business relationship, John. If you want to go into more detail, you're welcome to reach out via the email support at thedroneu.com, and we can certainly connect and talk a little bit more about it. But the bottom line is, yes, I'm kind of more of the business, accounting, working financially with clients, that kind of thing. Paul's out flying, but then we've got a tremendous team behind that you guys generally don't hear from
and
or see.
We're even growing that team now. We're hiring, four people in the next couple months?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are coming on board. And it's a lot of fun because you're getting people in the right spots to really make things go and make things better. And so it's a phenomenal thing to be a part of.
It is. And what I love about this team is that everyone is super passionate and loves what they do, which makes working here and makes waking up every morning and driving to work a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for the question. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for being a part of Drone U. Thanks for, if you are a member, thanks for being a member. I really appreciate it, guys. And I really appreciate your questions. So keep them coming in. I'm getting a little heartfelt here now, Rob, so I'm probably going to have to sign off.
But I hope teary-eyed.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode of Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.